telling Sister Wally the other day about a young chap who never washed himself. Really, you could have raised a crop of peas on top of his head. There was enough soil there. And he never cleaned his fingernails, or he'd bite them, but he'd never file them, or shine his shoes, never think of such a thing. He was always unkempt until one day I saw him, he came to me. I didn't know him. If I hadn't looked under his hat, he had a brand new hat cocked over his left eye, and his pants were pressed, and he had nice cuffs on his pants, and he was washed, and his fingernails were neatly manicured. And then he came to me, and he had kid gloves. They were a little bit too small for him. And even the movements when he put those kid gloves over his fingers were so elegant. It was just marvelous. Why, he said he was going to take a trip to Philadelphia. Asked my permission. He happened to be living with me at the time. I said, well, if it's all right with me. And I just stood there and gazed. What a transformation. Well, he went to Philadelphia to see a girl. That made all the difference. That made him so inventive. Now, all the books on etiquette by Emily Post, he'd spit at. And all the instructions I gave him about not putting his elbows on the table and washing himself and cleaning his fingernails and shining his shoes meant absolutely nothing to the fellow. He couldn't grasp it. He just couldn't grasp the idea why he shouldn't be perfectly comfortable. Why, to put water on his face might make him sick, you know. But what a transformation. Where did he get all that education from? All at once. Really, he looked like a dude. Well, there's only one explanation, love. Love makes the world go round.